This is the story of Marky the Turtle. Marky the Turtle loved to eat popcorn. And Marky the Turtle was looking through his house one day for some popcorn. He looked in the drawer where it normally was. He looked behind the cabinet. He looked underneath the stairs. He looked in the basement. He even looked in the pile of dirty clothes and in the trash can where they kept the baby's dirty diapers. There was no popcorn anywhere. So Marky asked his mama. He said, "Mama, where's all the popcorn?" And his mama said, "Marky, we're out of popcorn. We don't have any left." And he said, "But mama, we've always had popcorn. What do I do in this situation, mama? I don't know what to do." And she said, "Well, it's very simple. We just go to the supermarket and buy new popcorn." And he said, "Oh, okay. Mama, do you think we could go to the supermarket, like, right now, this instant, please?" And his mama said, "Sure, Marky. I'll take you to the kosher supermarket where they have your favorite popcorn." So they went to the supermarket, and they got there, and it looked totally empty. There was no cars parked in the parking lot. There was not even any lights on. And they walked up to the window, and they said, "That's weird." And there was a sign on the window that said, "Closed for Shavuot." And his mama said, "Shavuot? What's Shavuot? It's a Tuesday in the middle of the week." And Marky said, "Mama, maybe Shavuot could be the name of that circus that's coming to town? Maybe everybody went to the circus? I heard they had a really good elephant show." And his mama said, "I don't think the name of the circus was Shavuot. Mom, could it be the name of a robot? I'm just going by what I've seen on TV and my cartoons, but there could be a robot called Shavuot attacking the city, and everything's closed because of that. What do you think? Am I on the right track?" And Marky's mama said, "No, Marky, it's not a robot." Then his mama had a thought, and she said, "Wait a minute, this is a kosher supermarket. Maybe that's something to do with something Jewish. I wish I knew a little bit more about Judaism." And Marky said, "Mama, are we Jewish?" And she said, "Marky, of course we're Jewish. Every year we light the Hanukkah candles on Hanukkah." And Marky said, "Oh, right, I forgot." And his mama said, "Hold on. Wait a minute. I think I remember learning something. It's about a festival kind of like Hanukkah, but it lasts for 50 days, maybe?" And Marky said, "Whoa, it lasts for 50 days? But mama, when am I going to get popcorn?" And his mama said, Just then, the head turtle rabbi of the city, Rabbi Turlakovich, walked by with his son and his daughter, and they had sitters in their hands, prayer books. And his mama said, "Wait a minute, that's the rabbi. Let's go ask him and see what he says." And they walked up to Rabbi Turlakovich, and they said, "Rabbi, is there some kind of Jewish festival going on right now?" And the rabbi said, "Yes, it's actually Shavuot right now." And Marky's mama said, "Oh, right. Shavuot, of course. By the way, what is that?" And the rabbi said, "Shavuot is a festival that happens 50 days after Passover. And during those 50 days, for 7 weeks, every night, we count the Omer, which means we say today is one day of the Omer, today is 2 days of the Omer, today is 3 days, all the way up to 49. And in those 7 weeks between when we left Egypt on Pesach, Passover, and the 50th day, which is Shavuot, we tried to approve ourselves to get ready to accept the Torah.
And Shavuot is the day that the Torah was given to the Jewish people. So it's a very happy day. And today we read the Ten Commandments. That's where we're going right now. We're going to Shul, to the synagogue, to read the Ten Commandments. Would you guys like to come with us?" And Marky said, "Is there popcorn there?" And the rabbi said, "Actually, we do have popcorn. We have cheese popcorn special for Shavuot, because on Shavuot, it's a custom of the Jewish people to eat cheese for many reasons, one of which being that Torah is likened to milk." And Marky said, "I like milk." And I also like popcorn. And cheese popcorn sounds pretty good.
So Marky and his mama said, okay, let's go to synagogue. Marky and his mama hadn't been to synagogue in a really long time. Not because they didn't like being Jewish, but just because they didn't grow up that way and they weren't used to going to synagogue on a regular basis. The rabbi showed them where it was, and he welcomed them in. And inside, there were beautiful flowers covering the whole synagogue.
And Marky said, wow, this place is really nice.
Can I ask you a question? Where is that popcorn you were telling me about?
And the rabbi said, Marky, it's right over there, but why don't you wait till you hear the Ten Commandments? And Marky said, okay. So the rabbi started reading in Hebrew, and he read the whole Torah portion of the week, and he got to the Ten Commandments, and everybody stood up, and he said the Ten Commandments. And Marky and his mama felt so uplifted.
They had big smiles on both their faces.
And as soon as he was done, the rabbi came over and asked them if they enjoyed the reading. And they said, we sure did, but we didn't understand a word. Could you tell us what those Ten Commandments were? Because we don't know Hebrew. And the rabbi said, sure. And he told them the Ten Commandments. He said, the Ten Commandments start with Hashem is the only God who took us out of Egypt, and there's no gods other than Him, and we shouldn't serve false gods, and we shouldn't take the name of Hashem in vain, and we need to honor Shabbat and keep Shabbat, and we need to honor our parents. And Marky said, wow, these are really interesting commandments. Rabbi, let me ask you something. Could I get some popcorn now? And the rabbi said, Marky, yeah, go get yourself some popcorn. So Marky went over to the kiddush table and he took a big glob of cheesy popcorn and he put it on his plate. And Marky said to his mama, mama, I like synagogue. Can we come back again soon? And his mama said, well, rabbi, when is the next holiday? And the rabbi said, the next holiday is Friday. It's Shabbat.
And it happens every week.
It's the fourth commandment I just told you about 3 seconds ago. We come here every week. Why don't you guys come and join us sometime? And they did.
Marky and his family started going to shul every week for Shabbat. And they lived a happy, happy life with lots and lots of popcorn.